St. Louis's sports leader.
Now come here, you and
I wish you had said that to Will.
Yes, sir.
I think
he'd be a real big fan of yours.
Come
he
down.
Loves me. I swear to you. I don't know what it was, and I forgot to bring this up. Martin was talking about this one of the breaks. He went after a couple media members while he was here. Well, Arvid Falstrom was who you brought up. I remember
that was
going
more
after,
intense.
He went after Dan Issa. He went after Issa like nobody's business.
What
time.
Was it about? Do you remember?
Issa goes, ah, he looks like he got a pretty good sweat going there, because after the game, Wett was, you know, fat and sweaty. And so Issa was trying to, you know, buddy
poke
up.
A little fun.
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, I do have a little bit of a lather going. What do you want to make of it? And then Issa said something again, which is, you know, he just had no one to quit, and Will got up on his ass about, but you got a pretty lather. Looks like you could lose some pounds, too.
Also got a knife in my shoe, buddy, if you wise off.
He said, wait, he said to him, looks like you got a pretty good sweat there. Just
yeah.
It was right before they played Atlanta in the playoffs, and, you know, Kuz is ready to fire away. We got the whole group interview going. You'll be facing Greg Maddux and Smoltz, some of the greatest pitchers of all time. How have you fared against them? Okay. So, you've hit them pretty well over the course of your career? Look it up. And then he looked away like somebody else. Look it up. That's our guy, Nuxler. William the Thrill Clark, a friend of the show. Billiken basketball tonight. They're in North Carolina taking on the Tar Heels. The Rammer is already there. He and Earl will have the call. 5-9 of the Fan. You're home for Billiken basketball, and it's brought to you by your independent tire dealers, Royal Banks, Vitae Caring Foundation, Budweiser, and Bud Light. Bud Select is the proud sponsor of the Keith Kachuk segment, according to Keith Kachuk. Gets his drop in every day.
Hey, Keith wasn't in a very good mood today, Chasey.
I heard.
Really juxtapose the lighter side of sports with Will the Thrill and then the downside.
That lighter side of sports, that's a TV show you can see on Channel 24.
Really?
Larry Rice's station, yeah.
They have the lighter side of sports?
Yeah.
Who hosts it? Byron Allen?
It's...
No, that guy's been on, like, cable access shows for years.
You say Byron Allen, and some people would crack up and laugh, and some people would be like, who the hell are you talking about?
You know I, talking about.
I do, and that's why I crack up and laugh.
But it would always be on, like, a staticky channel.
He's got a crappy syndicated show, Byron Allen.
Yeah,
but the lighter side of sports is that, too. It used to be hosted by Golic, produced in Pennsylvania.
Well, the guy that
bad.
Was in Saved by the Bell, the college years. Bob Golic.
Byron Allen is Mr. like D-list in Hollywood that just this keeps getting jobs. With all due respect, he's like the John Hadley of Hollywood. People that you say his name, you just kind of laugh.
Byron, but he gets like Mike Jordan, and he gets
He keeps getting
A-Rod.
Jobs. I mean, you don't know how. That's my point.
But he gets good guests. But they'll be sitting
connected. He's an A-lister.
But he's sitting in front of like a chroma key of a Denny's or something, and he's like, "Let's talk about Game 7," and then the tape will roll, and it'll have a crinkle in it, like the episode you're watching. You're like,
the lighter side of sports. It's like they'll show highlights of like the '78 games. You know, that's when it was
like squirrel
in the water skis.
Touchdowns are usually an exciting moment, but not for this running back. Boink, boink, boink. Is that the show?
That's what it is. And it's still on. It's Larry Rice has a TV station, which also is kind of humorous.
Does Larry Rice sponsor? Please help the homeless. In the meantime, back to this week's bloopers.
Every golfer dreams of a hole in one. What was this guy thinking? Boink, boink, boink.
And coming up after the lighter side of sports, it's Byron Allen.
We had a Byron Allen call. I was all excited.
We'll take your Byron Allen call.
That's the best way to call and talk about Byron Allen. Byron Allen, yeah. I mean, seriously, he's like...
Get his career resume, Kat. Go over there and find out what
you're busy over there looking at your sites. You go ahead and get after it. Byron Allen is... We're probably reaching right now about 5% of the audience. But those who get it... But those who get it know exactly. He is the punchline in Hollywood.
But it's like 2 a.m. on City Cable 10, and his show will be on Saturday night. You're like, what is this? Like, wait a minute. I think that's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Tell me about that one game. And then the tape will fade to black, and it's like, whoop, we're back. Okay. It's a comedy show, but it's not intended to be.
Byron Allen is a rare breed of talent who is able to combine the abilities.
By Byron Allen.
And he's got a mock turtleneck on, by the way.
That's the move.
He's a rare breed of talent who is able to combine the abilities of both entertainer and executive.
See, how does he do it?
And executive.
How does he do it?
The Marlins?
Yeah, he runs this website, ByronAllen.com.
Can't say it. Blibbity blob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Blibbity Byron.
Blibbity blee.
He's a savvy performer. Savvy.
Well, how has he been able to be so...
Savvy as an executive.
And successful.
I didn't know this, but he played shooting guard for the Lakers.
See, there you go.
Did you know that?
Might have been Byron Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're on the wrong website.
Well, there he is. And he's kind of, in his pose, he's kind of got the lean back going.
No one takes better care of your baby than you, he's quoted as saying. What is that? What is that? That's
he's got like 17 kids, and he, while he's doing his interviews, like with, you know, Tom Cruise, he's got his kids sitting there.
Is that right?
Bill, you're on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, the claim to Byron Allen is Real People back in the day.
Yeah, I don't remember, I remember that show.
Was he on the original Real People?
He was Sarah Purcell and Peter Billingsley. That's the,
Skip Stevenson?
That's the heck of a lineup.
And I thought Skip Stevenson, which one? Fran Tarkenton was on Those Amazing Animals, right?
He was with Kathy Lee Crosby or whatever her name was.
Kathy Lee Crosby.
You know, friend
married
of the show.
To Joe Theismann
at one time.
Thank you.
Friend of the show.
Now, the Byron Allen Show,
thank you,
according to this, ran from 89 to 1982. So maybe they're just doing reruns of...
You know, we've been looking for a show to record, much like Laguna Beach, and looking at Byron's career of work, this may be the move to find any one of these. Designers, Fashions, and Runways, Happy Holidays, America, AutomotiveVision.tv...
Just give
Wait a minute.
Up.
Latin Lifestyles.
He's black.
Byron Allen, Latin Lifestyles.
Beautiful. What else he doing?
Beautiful homes.
I'm gonna host States. Asian Today. That's what I'm gonna. That's my next move. Once February 16th rolls around, I'm doing Asian
when
Today.
When I clicked on the Byron Allen site, I thought I was gonna see a guy with his shirt off. This guy lived next door to you.
This doesn't list his show unless it's the American Athlete. That's not the show I'm thinking of. Entertainers with Byron Allen. Maybe that's it.
How many things has he done?
Jammin', 1992 TV series. That's the move. Case Closed, co-producer.
I'm on board with Byron Allen.
Are you? Travis Knight and Byron Allen, come on aboard.
Let's get Byron Allen on the show, see if we can get turned down by him.
Jim J. Bullock, Byron Allen, Paul Schaefer, Corbin Burnson, we're chasing them all down. Kazoo's,
all the greats.
It's the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan. Yes, Jen, I'm sorry. You've been very patient with the Byron. Do you know who we're talking about?
I haven't the slightest.
Much like everyone listening to the show,
he's
aside
only 44.
From Bill.
That kind of surprises me.
He's only 44?
Feels like
he's been doing this crap for like 25 years.
Filmography, Real People. Feels like that should have been under TV.
See, I would usually, when you get to the point where you're hosting Jammin' and, you know, and you're black and then you're hosting Latins Today, you know, kind of like me being white hosting Asians Today. At that point, you kind of realize, maybe this isn't working out. And you go on about doing something else, and you accept the fact that you've been cut from the team. But he keeps on grinding.
The Byron Allen Show is probably the one we're thinking of. Battle of the Network Stars in 1980, appearing as himself.
How old was he then? He was like 15.
He was 19. How could he have been a network star? If this is true, and I don't remember. I remember Real People, but I don't really remember him. If this is true, he was on Real People starting in 1979. If his birth date is true, which people in Hollywood tend to lie, he would have been 18. Now, you guys do your geometry homework, your algebra. No, I gotta go. I'm on Real People. I can't believe this.
Cat's looking up all the great Byron. There's a website that documents Byron Allen quotes.
I don't know if it's...
Like he's Billy Shakespeare.
I don't know if his house was involved in the hurricane or something. We went back to see the damage, and boy, there was some damage. The house was totally gone.
He's
Byron
such a
Allen.
Publicity whore that he just says anytime there's a giant disaster that he was involved. Oh, yes, I have a place over in Malaysia, and that typhoon got me good.
Because of the hurricane, which led to the earthquake. Reason for Living, the Jill Ireland story, as himself, TV interviewer. Feels like he's the guy who would have gone up to Will.
I am big time on board with Byron Allen.
I think he would have gone up to Will Clark and said, "Ooh, we got quite a lather going on there, big fella."
He's the equivalent, when Martin Short does his Jiminy Glick character, I think Byron Allen's the type of guy that he's making fun of.
Tim, you should interview him on Blibdibly.
Get Byron Allen?
Oh, yeah. That's the move.
You think that'd be a big traffic getter?
Sure, absolutely. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's good enough for the show. He's not good enough for the
We're counting down, much like Dave did with Oprah on Letterman, we're counting down the day till Jim J. Bullock joins us here. We're working on it in the new year.
Who's that a picture of Byron Allen with?
My celebrity photographs. This woman has a picture with her, and she's all painted up. And she's with Byron Allen.
This entertainment report is brought to you by the Casino Queen. You can check out the Queen's St. Louis Blues Hotel and ticket packages on CasinoQueen.com or by calling 1-800-777-0777.
Hey, so he was born in 61, right? In 1988, he starred in the TV show Case Closed as Detective Brockman. Oh, yeah.
Somebody hired him.
The 17-year-old detective. Doogie Howser of detectives? Does that make any sense? He would have been 17.
I got to tell you, I think we're on to Byron Allen's song and dance.
Much like we outed Matt Leinart for dating the young kids.
Yeah.
I think old B. Allen's maybe a little older than 44. Based on his body of work. Detective Brockman.
Body of work.
17.
I'm on board.
Trim Spa is being sued by organizers of Live 8 who claim spokeswoman Anna Nicole Smith acted erratic during the Philadelphia charity concert. The lawsuit filed
by... Oh, you're right. He would have been 27. I'm sorry. He would have been 27. I pulled a producer, Joe. 61 to 88 is 27.
The best part was nobody was paying attention to catch you.
I wasn't even paying attention and I added it up. All right, never mind.
The cat has a giant photo album up of Byron Allen.
Cat has checked out this segment.
It's unbelievable.
I stand by my earlier premise.
I can't believe how much Byron Allen there is on the internet. I can't believe it.
He did debut on Real People at 18.
How the hell did we get on Byron Allen? How did that come
I up? Said something about the lighter side of sports with Will Clark.
Here we go. Byron Allen on the beach.
There it is. It's like where a lot of celebrities like avoid paparazzi. He's posing.
I think he hands out disposable cameras when he does a runway. Here you go.
What a whore.
Take some photos.
What an attention whore. Byron Allen. So the lighter side of sports airs on Larry Rice's channel. Just like the Byron Allen show. All right, I'm with you.
Byron Allen was bidding to buy PAX TV for $2.2 billion.
How? He'd be lucky if he could buy a place in Lehman.
Maybe
much
he was, maybe
he
was partners with Dave Checkitz.
Why is that, kid? Go ahead, Jen.
Oh,
sorry.
Thank you.
I might
thank
interrupt
so
if
much.
I find another picture
right.
of Byron Allen.
Go ahead. And where was I?
Hey, you just got done talking about Anna Nicole Smith. Anna Nicole Smith in the old trim spa.
Yeah, there's a lawsuit, filed by Live 8 that also said Trim Spa failed to pay the agreed-upon $320,000 promotional fee, and it also seeks $500,000 for Smith's behavior, which allegedly damaged Live 8's reputation. The suit further charges Smith's revealing outfit was totally inappropriate for a broadcast that would be seen by millions of people in the U.S. and then rebroadcast through the entire world.
Byron Allen's wife is brutal. Oh, mother of God.
Before I proceed.
Byron Allen's wife looks like Byron Allen with long hair.
She does look like him.
See you later.
I think he had his wife surgically altered to look like him.
Bang, you got it.
He's that big of an attention whore. This guy's unbelievable. I'm on board with Byron Allen.
Jennifer Aniston's lawyer is warning celeb magazines and tabloids against publishing topless photos recently snapped by a paparazzo. The photos, of Aniston sunbathing outside her Malibu
home. Paparazzo, the singular of paparazzi?
You are correct.
Is that right?
That's a new thing, though. That just came around, like, in the last couple years, calling him paparazzo.
I had no idea about that.
We had a Sunday morning news guy the day after Princess Di death here in St. Louis. And he said as she was being chased into the tunnel by the Pavarotti. I'm like, oh, big fat
Pavarotti?
Guy that sings opera was chasing her.
The photos of Aniston sunbathing outside her Malibu home were taken using a powerful telephoto lens and were shot to several publications. In a written letter, her attorney warned that any photos showing Aniston topless or in the act of taking off or putting on her top would result in actions seeking substantial monetary damages. And rap superstar Eminem told a radio show Tuesday that he is back together with his ex-wife and may remarry. Eminem went through an ugly divorce and custody battle over his young daughter with Kimberly Mathers. They married in 1999 and their divorce was finalized in 2001. During the interview, he referred to Kimberly Mathers as my wife, Kim. Eminem's label Interscope Records said the interview was the only one that Eminem had planned to promote his greatest hits album titled Curtain Call, which was released yesterday.
Plus, he moved his mom into his guest house, too, so he's okay.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I have some other tidbits for you.
Go ahead, Chase.
Tid away.
Would you like to know? Christina Applegate is getting divorced, and Adam Sandler is expecting his first kid.
What happened with Christina Applegate and her husband?
I don't know. Irreconcilable differences.
Nah, that's the old cop-out. You know what that means, Tracy. Somebody was banging their
entertainment. What about that Adam Sandler? Don't you think that he used to be funny, but I can't remember him being funny lately in anything.
Mr. Deeds. I just watched that over the weekend. Mr. Deeds was funny.
I saw him in Spanglish. It was one of the worst movies I've ever
seen. Is that right, bad flick?
Oh.
And Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli are divorced.
I thought they divorced years ago.
I'll be honest. I agree.
I thought he died years ago.
This is not a shot at your
ancient
report.
It's on CNN.com. I just saw it a few minutes ago.
I thought that was a long time ago. Because the kid's name is what, like Wolfgang or something? I thought
it was Wolfgang.
If you don't think age is a horrible thing, check out how she looks now. Not so
she looks like Byron Allen.
She keeps doing those CBS movies.
She used to be the cutest
thing
ever. You know?
She was screwing around with that Schneider, that handyman.
Is that true?
Nah, it was the other guy, the K-State coach. What's his name?
she screwed around with Bill Schneider?
I honestly just soiled me drawers.
Now, this is Jen Pickett, and that's your entertainment news for today, brought to you by the Casino Queen, the home of the loosest slots in the country.
I gotta have more cowbell.
I want a stick.
Damn right you do. You're gonna get it too, sister.
It's the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan.
First in sports in St. Louis, 590 The Fan, KFNN.